If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:42, primaries winding down, though they've been inconsequential for the better part of months. Former President Trump focused on picking a running mate over the weekend. Several people presumed to be up for the job had somewhat of an audition for the role. WOKV's Kirsten Garris live in our Washington newsroom. So who was on that guest list of potential running mates?
Yeah, you know, it's a mix of folks from across the country, from coast to coast. Former President Trump held a private lunch event at his Mar-a-Lago resort over the weekend, where he did host several donors and high-profile party leaders. So some of those in attendance who may be up for the job: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and then Florida Senator Marco Rubio. So again, interesting, different mix of folks, men and women, obviously diversity all around. Now, after this lunch, so to speak, many of them hit the Sunday morning circuit. We saw Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News Sunday, where he called President Biden, quote, weak and feeble, adding that international students should have their visas revoked if they are found defacing and ripping down American flags and then putting up Palestinian ones, referring to all these ongoing college campus protests. Now, one interesting note, if the former president decides to add Marco Rubio to his ticket, one of them would have to move, and that's because both of them have residency in Florida. And according to the 12th Amendment, it requires electors to vote for at least one candidate from a different state than theirs. So either Trump or Rubio would have to change their state of residency. I know a lot of people associate Trump with New York City, but technically Mar-a-Lago resides in Florida, so that's where that is. Now, turning to Senator Tim Scott, he was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he refused to say whether he would accept the 2024 election results regardless of the winner. And he told the host in part, quote, President Trump himself said he expects his election to be fair. He expects it to be honest, and he expects to win. And that's what the presidential candidate should expect, end quote.
For those who are not into this field or watching politics closely, they may not know Kristi Noem rolling right off the tongue with South Dakota governorship. She's known for different things these days for those who just have a passing interest in politics. Where might that story be going over the coming days or weeks?
Yeah, that's a great way to call it. Passion for politics. You might know kind of the interesting tale that has come about with Kristi Noem. She's gotten a lot of attention lately because, not because she's a contender for a VP, but more for the release of her recent book, which has really caused a lot of controversy. In one anecdote, the governor talks about killing her 14-month-old dog. So it's just very, again, it's something that she added to the book. A lot of people have been questioning it, causing even more controversy. Governor Noem suggested yesterday that President Biden's dog, Commander, should meet a similar fate. She told CBS's Face the Nation, quote, Joe Biden's dog has attacked 24 Secret Service people, so how many people is enough people to be attacked and dangerously hurt before you make a decision on the dog and what to do with it, end quote. Now, Commander, as some people know, he's a German Shepherd. He was relocated from the White House last year after a series of biting incidents. So, you know, Commander is a much different dog than from people who remember the first dog, Bo, from the Obama administration. A very different type of species here, but we'll see. I'll see where that goes from here. But we know there are a lot of contenders, obviously, for vice president. So we'll see which one eventually gets that top spot.
All right, WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks.